often hear people quoting the scripture verses that talk about judgment and how we shouldn't be judging one another. And St. Paul tells us that in our reading today. He says, why then do you judge your brother or sister? Why do you look down on your brother and sister? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. It's important that we understand exactly this word judgment and what it means. Because sometimes we have in mind the idea that we should not tell other people when they're doing something wrong or something that is harmful for them. And people, whenever we would try to point out, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, that's not good for you, people would say, hey, stop judging me, or you're not supposed to judge me, doesn't it say that in Scripture? Or even when the church tries to tell people in general, this is bad for you, this is not part of God's plan, this is evil, we need to change our ways at some point, people will say, stop judging, doesn't Jesus say not to judge? Well, our English word for judgment, it doesn't exactly translate well. The Greek word here that St. Paul is using, or that the scripture often uses, the word here has a very legalistic notion in Greek that refers to more condemnation. And that's why St. Paul ties this today very much with the end of the world and the judgment that we will all have before God. We shouldn't be judging someone to say that the state of their soul is hopelessly lost. We shouldn't judge someone in that we should condemn them to be in hell. We should wish everyone well. But at the same time, Jesus encourages us that if we see our brother or sister doing something that's bad for them, we should try to help them. So we have to have this balance that when we are confronted with this idea of don't judge me, most of the time we're misinterpreting what St. Paul or Jesus himself is saying. So if we're really going to be a good neighbor, we have to realize that sometimes we have to help our brothers and sisters. It's part of being a good Christian. One of the works of mercy is to instruct the ignorant and to aid those who are erring. We need to help people to understand our faith, and if we see one of our friends who is doing something that's not good for them, we should help them and point it out. But we have to keep this in mind. And this is what Jesus is getting at and what St. Paul is getting at. He says that each of us will have to give an account before God. And that means we never look down on any of our friends, no matter what kind of bad things they might be doing, because we know that we ourselves are just as capable of doing all kinds of bad things too. And we do. That's why we have confession and why we go to confession over and over, because all of us have to struggle with doing what we're supposed to do. But sometimes I think this idea of encouraging people don't judge is almost hoping that, well, if we don't tell anybody else they're doing anything wrong, maybe God will just overlook the fact that we're doing things wrong and we'll just all kind of get away and with what we're doing. That's also not true, because St. Paul reminds us, each of us then shall have to give an account of himself to God. So as we go through this world, let us all do our best to help each other, to encourage each other, to build each other up in holiness, to make sure that all of us are doing the best we can, and to help each other along the way. Often that means encouraging each other and telling someone they're doing a good job. And when you see someone do something good, to thank them and say, hey, that was a really good thing you did. I saw how you helped out that person who needed help on their homework, or I saw how you helped that kid on the playground who, you know, kicked their kickball way across the way. I did that the other day, and Sister Ann was with me, and I stopped the car, and the kickball had gone way across, and I lovingly went over, and I rescued the kickball, which had been exiled across the road, and I lovingly kicked it back across the playground over the heads of all the kids who wanted it. But still, I was trying to help by returning the kickball. We should go out of our way to do good things, and not just with kickballs, but everywhere. But also, sometimes we have to do the difficult thing of saying, you know, hey, that thing you're doing there is not real good. And that sometimes will make us unpopular, but if we really love our friends and care about them, we'll encourage each other when we do good, we'll help each other when we're not doing so good, because ultimately we all want to be in heaven. So we don't condemn people, but we do want everyone to do their best. If we do that, all of us in our school will help build each other up. Imagine what a great school, a great community we could have if all of us encourage each other to do our best. I think that's Jesus' wish for us today. That's St. Paul's wish. We pray that today at Mass, we especially gain the grace to urge each other to do our best.